G'day, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Great to be here this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm not bad.
No, you're not good at all.
Oh, no, I've got an injury. Bad injury.
You've done yourself a mischief. How'd you do that?
I was picking up the debris from around the property. You know, and picking up fallen branches and stuff and putting it into the little... Yep. Anyway, I had my legs, you know, spread as I'm picking it up, and there was a branch right behind me, but rather than stand up, I leant back too far, and it went just bang. Anyway, I don't know what it is, but it's very bad.
So the branch came up between your legs and hit you in the hip, did it?
No, I was leaning back.
You were leaning back?
Like, but trying to reach between my legs.
You were leaning...
No, I was bent over.
I'm trying to... Well, you're not explaining it very well. You're bent over or you're leaning back?
Yeah, I'm bent over, but leaning... reaching between my legs behind
right.
me.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
I didn't explain that.
Okay. So you're back, you had your hands and your arms back between your legs.
Yes.
Trying to pick up a branch.
Yes, that's right.
And what happened with the branch?
No, well, I overreached and
you
then
pulled
I had
yourself,
a massive, I think,
you
either
pulled
a
something.
Hip or a hamstring tendon.
Oh, no, you haven't done a hammy tendon because you
no,
are
really badly.
You are, well, you're moving like
no,
sticking
no,
plaster.
I'm telling you, no, like no sleep last night.
Oh,
bad.
No. What are you going to do?
Scans today.
You got scans?
Scans today.
You might be out for a few weeks.
I certainly will be out for a few weeks. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. What about you? How
no,
was your
I
weekend?
Don't like you to be in pain. Well, of course it's here.
I don't think there'll be much sympathy coming from our great audience. So.
Have you anybody out there got a little remedy? A pain-killing remedy for Garrity this morning.
Yes, that would have been handy. A little sleeping tablet or something would have been nice.
You had no sleep at all, though?
None.
Were you tossing and turning or you just couldn't get comfortable?
Tossed and turned and flipped around. Couldn't get into a comfortable spot.
So have you self-diagnosed?
Yeah, I think it's a tendon. I think it's it felt like a dislocate, though. You know when you...
Something pulled out of a socket or
something. Yeah, like it went clunk and I jumped up and then it clunked back. So I don't know. I've done a hamstring tendon before, but this felt not good. Hey, Mackenzie Hughes is leaving the US Open. He's a Canadian. He's at 5 under from Louis Oosthuizen, 5 under as well.
Mackenzie Hughes. Sounds like a sitcom name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The best of the Aussies there, way down. We haven't had a good US Open, Wispy.
Where's Scotty? He was only 5 shots off the post.
He's 2 over through 13 holes, so he's 5 over under overall, so he's out of contention. And I think Wade Ormsby was there somewhere. Leishman is at 6 over. Maybe I can find Wade Ormsby. Oh, yeah, he's even with a card today, 5 over overall. So, no, we're not going to win the Aussies, but we'll keep you up to speed with who's going to win.
Did Essendon play at Windy Hill yesterday?
What scenes.
Unbelievable. I could not believe it when I turned on my little TV set yesterday and I saw the crowd and I'm thinking, oh, they've taken this game back to Windy Hill back in the old days. This must just be a replay. Well, where did they all come from? I want to know. If you're listening down there in Tasmania this morning, I want to know whether or not you were aware of how many people supported the Bombers down there in Tasmania. It was an extraordinary turnout.
So
extraordinary.
Were they all Tasmanians?
Of course, no one from Victoria could
regional
go
regional Victorians?
Well, I don't think they would have been from regional Victoria.
Why don't you?
Well, I just don't think they would have been.
Could have been.
I just don't think they would have been. You know what? This goes to the heart of, I've spoken to you about this before, but Kevin Sheedy, the way that he has gone, you know, in the time that he was the Essendon coach for 27 years, he used to do all these trips everywhere on his own, like just promoting and doing stuff. And
you're right.
I think it's a throwback to those days.
He's obviously had a huge impact. So they're a mighty big club, your football club. They are. There's no doubt about that.
Wasn't it great, though, to turn the TV on, a game in Tasmania, and to hear the hear the crowd and the barracking, and it was genuine fans of the game there. And what must it have done to the AFL this morning or yesterday when they were watching that game thinking, oh, hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a minute.
14,834 at the University of Tasmania in Launceston. Not so good down at the at Hobart. Was it? Where's the other one?
That was Hobart the other game.
5,060 there. But full house, screaming, atmosphere going nuts, close game, big clubs, goals scored, Stringer putting on an absolute clinic. It was, I remember state footy being played there. It had sort of, it was reminiscent of that.
Mm.
So, yeah, at the same time, you've got a Gold Coast Suns team that is just coughing and spluttering. So the obvious is going to always, you know, be thrown into the debate.
Why and there's nothing wrong with that, either.
Yeah, well, it's worth debating. Why are we throwing $27 million a year up there at the Gold Coast Suns when you got this neglected football heartland down in Tassie that can get 14,500 once you put a good game on with a good drawing power? And as you know, all the Tasmanian advocates, Tim Lane and Benny Gale and all those boys was, you know, up and about saying, this is what happens. Imagine if we had our own team down there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This has come through off the temper text. Essendon clearly has the most supporters around the country. They outnumbered the Tigers in Darwin, Perth, the Dreamtime game. And then yesterday down there, a Hawthorn. How many years have Hawthorn been going down there for? Is it about 10, 15 years?
Yeah, it'd be a fair while. 10 years, probably.
Is that a statement? What took place yesterday? Is that a statement in any way as to how underwhelmed the Tasmanian people have been with Hawthorn?
No, not when they were flying. They won premierships when they were down there.
So you think
the premiership cup back down to Tassie?
I know all that. But do you just think it's because of where they're at on the ladder right now, Hawthorn, that the supporters started to just maybe wane?
Have
down
they
there.
Deserted the Hawthorn team?
Well, I'm asking that question. Yeah, based on what we saw yesterday, I'm just asking that question.
Do you think it took Essendon to get them excited again?
I don't know. But were you expecting to turn the TV on yesterday and see that level of support?
Yes, I was.
For Essendon?
Yes, I was.
Why?
You told me. You told me through the week it was going to be a sellout.
I told you it was going to be a sellout, but I didn't realise it was going to be a sellout and so favoured towards Essendon fans yesterday.
Yeah, it was huge. Is that where Hawthorn...
I was astounded watching that yesterday.
That is their heartland, is it? Launceston.
Oh, well, Tasmania. I just assumed...
Do they play more games in Launceston than they do elsewhere?
They used to, yeah. Well, then they always did. They always did play more games.
The Bombers, the army was up and about. I heard Big Lynchy say that they were driving big convoys down the road with their scarves out the window. It was good for footy. It was, it puts a lot of pressure on the Gold Coast Suns, rightly, wrongly, or otherwise. And Tony Cochran will tell us that, you know, the game's growing, those kick numbers are through the roof, the participation levels are everywhere. Well, that's good. But
they're going to build themselves a team that can play, though, too.
Tony's in Labrador. He's joined us. G'day, Tone.
Hey, g'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're going well.
Excellent. No, I just wanted to mention my young bloke is just from Portugal, and he's just qualified to the Olympics in the 10K, water.
Magnificent. What's his
name? His name's Kai Edwards.
Great. Hey, Tony, we've got a little bit of a dodgy line there, Tone, but I can tell you what, we can hear...
Did you say open water swimming?
Open water swimming.
Right.
So we'll jump on board, Kai Edwards. Tone, we'll get your number, we'll keep it handy, and we'll give you a bell when he's swimming in that event. It's coming up, the Olympics, Tim.
Oh, I know, Gary. I know. I'm very much a part of it all.
Oh, are you now? This will be good. What are you doing? What are you calling?
When I say...
You're going over?
When I say I'm very much a part of it all...
I didn't see your photo.
It's our network that will be very much a part of it. I'm very much a part of our network, if you get my drift. Now, there's a couple of other things you needed to talk about this morning.
Well, what else?
Well, you wanted to talk about... you came in here all hot this morning. You're hot. the Nike technology that you're reading about over the weekend. Just explain it to me again, please.
I think this is an extraordinary story that we've got our fill-in producer chasing hard. So Nike have developed this technology that is, would appear to be so far superior to all of the other running shoe companies.
Right.
That for the upcoming Olympic trials, if you're an athlete that's sponsored by Reebok or Brooks, right? So you know, Reebok are paying Tim Watson a lot of money. Here's all the gear to run in the 400. They're now saying, well, listen, we concede that Nike's technology is so good. For you to have the best chance of qualifying for the Olympics, you can wear Nike runners for the trials.
Wow, I can't
That's
believe it.
Unbelievable.
I'm with Slug on this one.
Yeah. It's unreal, isn't
so
it?
So why did those companies acquiesce?
Because they conceded that because of COVID and a whole heap of other issues that they haven't been able to develop the sort of technology that Nike have to the standard that their athletes needed to give them the best chance of qualifying for the Olympics. Therefore, go and wear the Nike stuff.
Do you know what the technology does?
Yeah, it's a foam, and you know, it's a sort of foam on the plate and the spikes that it returns the energy back to the runner. Like,
right.
And
so it doesn't need to be investigated in any way. It's all been
cleared.
No,
it's been cleared. It was in the Australian on the weekend. So, and the author or the journo who wrote it just tracked it all back, and then there was a quote going back. You know, this started 20, 40 years ago when there was a ragtag shoe company who were trying to establish themselves and conceded that they, you know, they weren't where they needed to be. So they, you know, allowed their athletes to wear other stuff, and that company was Nike.
Right.
So it's gone full circle.
Is it a little bit suspicious that every American athlete that wore the shoes at the weekend broke a world record or not?
Well, that's exactly right. They know that it is making their athletes run faster.
Right.
They just say it's a fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to start a whole new level of spying.
Yeah. Well, it's an arms race.
Are the Russian athletes, are they able to get a hold of these?
Well, if they're Nike athletes.
So Nike's prepared to sell these and distribute these worldwide to all athletes?
That's a good question.
Or just America because they're an American company?
That's a good question. I don't know. But Nike sponsor international athletes and international teams.
Are you invested in Ben Simmons?
Yes. Now tell me what's going on.
I'm invested in
the 76ers and the Hawks play today, game 7. Going to be a belter. Even I might watch this. Phoenix and the Clippers are on at the moment, by the way. It's halfway through the second quarter. The Phoenix Suns are up 35-27.
Right. I'm invested in him because he's an Australian. I don't know the guy at all, but like you and I, every time there's an Australian on the world stage, you just want them to do really well.
Correct.
Right? And I get nervous. I actually get nervous for him when he plays now. And then what they did at the weekend, because he's having so much trouble shooting from the stripe when he gets the free throws, the game was way right in the balance between Atlanta Hawks. They're taking him off the court now.
What?
They're putting him on the bench because they can't.
What?
Well, they can't trust him. If he gets fouled and goes to the stripe, he's not going to be able to shoot, or they don't have the confidence in him now because he doesn't have the confidence in himself. So they're sitting him on the bench. So the whole conversation over the weekend that I was reading, and you felt like you want to defend him in some way, but they're now saying that he's a bust, right? And now this is the evidence that they needed, that he is not the franchise player that the 76ers have backed, and therefore they're going to have to do some sort of a trade deal with him at the end of this season.
I thought Doc Rivers was all over him.
Well, he's a great defensive player,
yeah.
A great defensive player. There's no question about that.
What about the Shaq? He couldn't shoot from the free throw line?
No, he couldn't, but because he was so good in other areas of his game.
Also Simmons?
No, but see, Shaq used to go deep to the basket, and that would draw two or three players, right, which enabled them to then open up other shooters and that type of thing.
I love it when you get technical.
That's not technical, but I wish he could turn it around. Mm. I just want him to light it up. I wonder if we can today. I just wonder, your confidence, it just can't come back to you that quickly, though, can it?
It can't. We've got lots to talk about. So much to talk about. We've got Carlton to talk about. We've got the Gold Coast Suns to talk about. We've got the US Open. We've got the basketball to talk about. 1-300-736-736. What'd you do on the weekend? You're let loose. What'd you do on the weekend?
Yeah.
Where did you go? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We're here for Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and Peter Jackson clearance sale on now at the 60% off store wide. Go and get yourself one.
I want to talk about duck shooters when we come back too.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Kane Corns, Lockie Whitfield, Jim Wilkinson. Updates throughout the morning on the US Open, the NBA that's going on. Russell Henley and Louis Oosthuizen are the two leaders at the moment. Mackenzie Hughes he's won over through two holes, so he's dropped the shot. So the leaders are at 5 under. Brooks Koepka's at 3 under. So he's 3 under through 9 holes for the day, Wispy. So he's making a move. You've got some big players out here. John Rahm. 1 over for the day at 3 under, so he's only 2 shots off the lead. Bryson DeChambeau's only 2 shots off the lead. Rory McIlroy's only 2 shots off the league. Justin Thomas is 3 shots, so big, big names chasing at the moment.
Okay, and did you give the NBA score as well?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
No, I didn't. Go on.
Okay. The Phoenix Clippers. If you don't want to know the score, look away now. 43-40 Phoenix. The Suns up in that clash. Hey, did you think that the duck season was over?
No.
Oh, you knew it was still.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Why am I bothering?
Well, I did because they all come and gather on my dam.
Do they really?
I've given them safe haven.
The ducks you have?
Yeah.
What about the shooters?
They don't come on my property.
I got woken up on Saturday morning down at Glen Maggie with the old bang, bang, bang going, and I thought, hang on, what the dickens is going on? I went down there a little bit later, right? So they're on the other side. They're in their tinnies, right? Just picture this, right? So the river runs through our property, right?
Nice
they're on the other side of the river.
Yes.
In their tinnies with their dogs, right, shooting back towards our house.
You get Brando.
Yes, but what do you do in a circumstance like that?
Well, if they shoot the duck and it falls.
Yes, but they've got the guns. I'm not going down there and saying, mate, you're on the wrong side of the river, shoot away from the house.
Well, if they drop a little woody on your property, they can't come and get it.
Well,
they send the dogs over.
Their dog did. It took off in the paddock. It took off through our property into the paddock.
Awful. Awful, awful.
It's sort of an unfair contest. I know we've talked about this before, but gun versus poor old bird. They love the river too.
Hey, the fans might be returning to AFL footy this weekend. That'd be nice. 20 to 30% they're talking about.
Mm.
That'd be a good sign, wouldn't it?
Be a great sign. Actually, that game yesterday, it just highlighted once again, without a fan, without fans, without packed houses, without full stadiums.
Spot on. We need
this
them.
This is just an average game and spectacle.
Red Hill Mountain men went down by 4 points to Dramana. Dramana kicked 6 goals to none early. No spectators. Cost them up to $25,000.
Right.
That's tough for regional country footy clubs, isn't it?
It is. It is. I read a tweet from Tony Shaw yesterday to say that how ridiculous it was that he couldn't stand and watch his grandson playing football yesterday.
That's
so
right.
What he decided to do, rather than just stand, he said, you're allowed to go for a walk. So watch Shorey, very clever Shorey. He said that he was just doing his...
Walking around the ground.
He's walking around the ground. He
it's
said
dangerous
that a lot of other people were doing exactly
dangerous
the same
thing. Dangerous for Shorey. You run into a tree.
No, I don't think he needs to be reminded about that.
No, there is.
He'll twig next time, won't he?
He will. Hopefully some of those, you can get back to watch country and regional footy, suburban footy throughout this weekend. Did the cricket, did you catch up with any of that? I know you're not a big fan.
No, I spent the
championships.
Whole...
India, the all out for 217. New Zealand got it all out for 217. They're 2 for 101 in return, but it's the third day because they lost the day to rain.
Actually, I spent the whole weekend reading Wisden over the weekend. I sat by the fire with a glass of red. Fascinating.
Did you now?
Yeah.
And so was there a big – when you went back to Glen Maggie, was there a lot of people on the road heading out for a little weekend away?
Yeah, there were. There were. There are a lot of people still camping. I can't believe there's people still heading up into the high country this time of the year camping. Mm-hmm. How cold it would be up there. But there's a lot of people that just love to get out of the city, which is a great thing on the weekends. Are we talking about the ghillie stuff or not? Did you want to have a conversation about that or not?
I'll
go wherever you want me to.
No, we just need to work out whether we can replay that, given it was not officially on air.
Right, okay.
So we'll work that out.
And we need to get to the bottom of it as well, don't we? Because if God forbid, if somebody was recording what you and I talk about during the breaks, mm-hmm. and there's only a couple of breaks, as we know, but if somebody ever recorded that and then sent it out there... Mm. You could find yourself in a lot of trouble.
Well, as we all could, Tim, sometimes.
No, you could find yourself in a lot of trouble.
This is brand damaging.
Hey, Titleist Tour Speed, fastest golf ball in its class. Get new Titleist Tour Speed or get left behind. They are bringing us the US Open updates. Hey, when I say this, just give me your first answer that springs in your head. What was the highlight? What was the football highlight of the weekend? Bang, quick. Quick.
Well, the goal after the siren.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Where were you going to go with Toby Green's talk?
Yeah, I hadn't gone back to Friday night often because we deal with Fridays and we don't often talk too much about them on a Monday. But the Toby Green talk, how good was that?
That was incredible. It went, in fact, it was measured. I think it went 67.6 metres.
Yeah, it was not a big talk, but it was a good talk.
Well, that's a fairly big talk. What's a big talk?
Oh, it's got to be 70 plus.
Have you ever measured the one that you kicked out there at Waverley that day? 82 metres.
wet.
Which way was the wind blowing that day?
Wet, heavy, waterlogged water.
Was that against the wind?
Probably. But it does beg the question, and the Duke was talking about it on the commentary. Why don't they kick more
Say that again.
Well, they don't kick more torts because they think that the degree of inaccuracy with the kick is so high.
I reckon I saw a Hawthorn bloke yesterday. It might have been Hardwick. Late in the game,
yes,
ball got out onto the wing, but there was a free kick that had already been played to Young Moore. Remember Moore?
Yeah.
So he had the ball on the wing, right? So they had to get the ball back. So he just lazily just leant back and hit a torp. I reckon it went 60. Didn't even think about it. Players are capable of doing it. Coaches have got to – in fact, I'm sure coaches would allow
There is a time always in the game where you could just open up with a torp.
Mm.